The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkolim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Daf Yud Gimel. Mishnah, at the beginning of the fifth parak, tells us Eloheinu Mamunim, all the different officers and offices in the Beis Hamikdash, Yochanan ben Pinchas, Achiyah, Masi ben Shmuel. These names, it's interesting, these names obviously were people that at one point, maybe they were the first one, maybe they were the most prominent people that held these offices. It would be like Lahavdil, we would call the Speaker of the House, in the House of Representatives, call every single person who was the Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, because he was at one point the Speaker of the House, Amad Namaisa. Why they called Hashem one person? So of course, like everything else in Torah Gdoisha, there are soidos and soidos, shebisoidos, and there are deep kavonis in every word of Chazal. Maral talks constantly about the fact that one has to see the hidden depth and beauty in every word of Chazal. I'd like to offer a little bit insight into one inyan, which the Mishnah itself offers a little bit insight. The Mamunah on the Kinin, on the Karbonis that were brought mostly by Yoledis, the birds, the peers of birds, we have the whole Masechas Kinim in Seder Kodshim about the two birds that were brought by Nisha Yoledis. It says, Al Kinim Psachio, who's Psachio? Zeu Mordechai. Mordechai, the famous Mordechai of the Purim story. V'lama nikri shmoi Psachio, shay pesach dvorim, v'dorshim v'yadeh b'shivim loshim. Psachio, that he was Pesach, and he was Dorish, and he was Yedeh Shivim Loshen. What meaningful insight does that give us into this office, the one who was Mamun in the Beis Hamikdash, in charge of the Kinim? It was at one time a person called Mordechai. Mordechai is a tzaddik, he has his own schusim. He said, Klal Yisrael, that the fact that we exist today is only in the schus of the Heilige Mordechai the Esther, and the Nisim that they brought down from Shemayim. He's called Psachio, a nickname, Shivim Loshen. What's the difference? What does this mean for us? Let's try to go a little bit into the oimik of what's going on over here. Again, this is only a hatsaw. Haven't found dvarim mufurashim. The Takan Chadatin over here says, v'derech ha-poshut, that they were man and Mordechai because he spoke Shivim Loshen. So he was a court official. He was the prime minister of Achashverosh. He knew Shivim Loshen, so it seemed he knew Shivim Loshen even before then. That's how he figured out the plot of Bixen V'Seresh. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. Because he knew Shivim Loshen, they were man into this position because women would come from all over the world in order to bring their kavanos. Pashut on a practical level, he was a diplomat. He had to be able to handle, to get along, to communicate with the people from all over the world. He understood people. No. The Gemara says, Re'e kama godel oisa isha pesach dvorm v'dosh. The Gemara uses this as an opportunity to talk about the shvachim of Mordechai. This doesn't hold much glory for Mordechai. The eternal fame during the second man. Mordechai, ki godel oish moed, rotzi l'roi vechov. He's the hero of the Heilige Yom Tov Purim. And all of a sudden, the second man is in English. Psachia, birds, kinim, office, talking to people. What is this telling us? I believe there's a mokum to say something on a deeper level. The Karbonis of Kinim have an interesting dual identity. What are the Kinim? The Mishnah is Kinim. There's a Karbon Oil and a Karbon Chatos. The only Karbon, which is brought one Karbon, which is composed of an Oil and a Chatos together. And the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Vayikra offers a fascinating insight into this Karbon. He says that every Karbon is either an Oil or a Chatos. What that means is every Karbon is either brought totally on the Mizbech, that's a carbon oil. Chatos, the main part of the carbon was eaten, only the dam was often on the Mizbech. In the carbon, but in every carbon there's part that's on the Mizbech, and part that's the bosser, so to speak, and part that's the dam. In the carbon kinim, in the bird carbonis, the carbon chatos, nothing is put on the Mizbech, because the whole body of the bird was eaten by the Kahanim, a little bit dam was pressed onto the Mizbech, the Mitzvah Adam. But besides that, there was nothing on the Mizbech. So what association does this carbon have with the Mizbech? Explains the Ibn Ezra that the oil and the chatos, not two carbonis brought by one person, they're both two parts of one carbon. Every carbon has its part, which is put on the Mizbech, and the part which is eaten in order to sanctify the people involved. In carbon oil and carbon chatos, by the kinim, specifically by the birds, the oil was the part of the dual carbon which was put on the Mizbeach. The Chatas was the part of the dual carbon which was eaten by the Kehanim. So they're two carbonis, but they're one in terms of them functioning together. On a deeper level, the Ramon Teres Ha'ila, Rabbi Hirsch, in his Pirush HaLatayr, where he speaks about all different carbonis, explains that what this means is that there are two parts to Avodas Hashem of a person. There's the chelik of a person being hukrav al hamizbeach, which is a person offering himself, giving up of himself, sacrificing himself, pushing himself. Sometimes a person has to give his life. B'chol nafshecha, b'chol moedecha. The giving up of oneself is the being oyla al hamizbeach. People that had the schus to be makriv themselves as a carbon oyla in the mizbeach of Auschwitz, in the shooting pits of the Holocaust, are certainly a carbon oyla. And we live on the eschus, and that those are the karbonis of Klal Yisrael that we live off. And then there's the second chelik of Yiddishkeit, which is sanctifying the gashmi, is being lifting up and being mekadish the olam hazeh of a person. That's the part of the chila of karbonis. I spoke about this extensively in the shiurim on Pesachim. And these are the two chalakim of a carbon. When a woman after birth is really, there's a dual identity there. There is, on the one hand, the woman's been zoicha to bring an neshama down to this world. That's the chelik of the oila. And there's the other chelik that she, her body served as a place for that neshama to be brought into the world. And now she loses that opportunity. That's why she's tummy. She has to bring a carbon. Because on the one hand, she's brought a tremendous, every Yiddish neshama is precious. Every Yiddish neshama, every Yiddish child is Shava Kol Hayin Da'alma, is connected an Ois in the Sefer Torah, is connected a part of Nitzchi, is connected a part of the Olam Ha'emes of the Kisei HaKavod. But on the other hand, she herself, now no longer, she has to raise that child, and that's Kodesh Kodashim. But she herself, her body, is no longer a receptacle for that Kedusha. The child's not in her anymore. So she loses, and that's why there's a tumor. She brings a carbon. There's two chalokim of this carbon. This is the carbon kinim, is the two parts of a carbon that are function together. It's the only place where we have that concept in Hilchus Karbonis. There's a fascinating postscript to this Ibn Ezra. There's a Gemara in Menachos that seems to have a Havamina that Oilas HaOif can be brought at night, which is a Pelub. All Karbonis can only be brought during the day. We don't find any Havamina that a Karbon should be able to be brought. There's no Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash at night. There's an interesting story that's printed up in the Sefer Mekar Baruch. Mekar Baruch was written by a Yid called Rebbe of Ginsburg, who was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He was killed in 1940 by the Lithuanian henchmen of the Nazis, Yimach Shemo. Rebbe Baruch Ginsburg was a Ben Bayis by Rebbe Simcha, by the Osamech of Dvinsk. And one day he came in, he brings in a Sefer. It's a Sefer full of tremendous Chedusha Torah, a lot of Vinyoni Kodshim that he received from Rebbe Simcha, from Rebbe Tzloponovich, or other Gedolei Olam, and his own Chedusha. Tremendous, tremendously in-depth Sefer. And in the Sefer he brings that he one time came to visit Rebbe Simcha, and he found Rebbe Simcha with his face aglow. Tremendous level of Simcha. And he pressed Rebbe Simcha. Rebbe Simcha finally told him that he fell asleep and he dreamed that in the Yeshiva Shomala they were makatrig on the low state of the door, of the present door. And the Rashba got up, and the Rashba said, there's a Yid sitting in the city in Lithuania, in Dvinsk, who's Latvia actually, who was mechavin lamita shel Torah, where he was not able to be mechavin. What was the Maisa? He saw in his dream that the Rashba explains this. The Rajba says on this Gemara is Tumur. The Rajba has a tzad to say that the Gemara is a mistake. There's a mistake in the Girsa. Ramei Simcha explained the Gemara as follows. Since the Ibn Ezra says that there's a dual identity in the Korban of Kinim, the Korban Oif had to be brought Oila Soif Chatzoif, and the Oila Soif is the chelik of the Korban that's connected, that which was put on the Mizbeach. In every Korban, the only chelik of the Korban which is performed at night is Naktoras Chalom Ve'emurim. That's exactly what the Oila Soif is. There's a Havamin that you can bring the Oila Soif at night, like Hechta Chalom Ve'emurim. The Rashba was so nisbol that he used Ramei Simcha's Goynis, his Chiddish, on where he was in Mechavim Lamita Shel Torah, to be matzik the existence of the whole Torah. Ramei Simcha had tremendous Simcha. This is Adkan, what the Mekar Baruch, or the Baruch Ginsburg, brings down in the Sefer. So we see that Oilas Oif and Chata Soif, the dual identity of Oilas and Chata Soif, have a tremendous amount of shaykhis with the fundamental concept of bringing korbanos, the fundamental concepts of Yiddishkeit. I believe it's possible to say that Mordechai HaTzadik of the Purim story represents somewhat of a bridge between these two things. The first Beis HaMikdash was Chomesh Dvorim, there was a tremendous level of Shechina, there was a Hashros HaShechina of Nevuah, of other Madregis, the Eish was Yorad Me'algabe Me'Shamayim, it was the Mizbech of Shlomo HaMelech. Bayis Sheni is less. We call that Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is Torah that came directly from the Rabbeinu Shalom Yehuda ben Nevuah, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Shebalpeh is Mikoyach, the human mind, of course the human mind which is a receptacle for Kedusha, and it's Midor Dor, but Torah Shebalpeh is a product of the Gedolim involved, as opposed to coming straight Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, so to speak, and we find the Gemara Megillah talks about this, the bridge between Beis Mikdash Rishon, the Tkufa of Gilui Panim of Bayis Rishon, and between Hester Panim of Bayis Sheni, is the Chibur of Yom Velayla, Esther Dermel Ayel Sashacha, Ma Ayel Sashacha Sofa Layla, Esther Sofa Nisim. Mordechai HaTzadik was the bridge between Yom Velayla on a conceptual level, the Tkufa of Gilui Ponim and Hester Ponim. The Chatas of Oif and the Oilas Oif is the Tzir of these two Bechinas. There's a Bechin of on the Mizbech, there's a Bechin of when a person is living in a world of Gashmias and he struggles to be Malo that Madrega to reach Hashem, to give everything over to the Rebbein Shalom. The tziruf of these two is the special realm of the Nes of Purim. Purim is a Nes where the name of Hashem is not mentioned. It's Kulei Hester, Hanoichi Hester Astaponim, but it's Kulei Nes. If somebody looks only beyond the surface, one sees the Nisim from the Megillah, even though the Rebbein Shalom is not mentioned. That's exactly what we're talking about. When we talk about Mordechai HaTzadik, we're talking about combining two different worlds that don't go together, and bridging those worlds, bringing the world of the Mizbeach into the world of the mundane. That's the role of Mordechai HaTzadik. He's the one who's most doima, who's fitting to serve in the second Beis HaMikdash as the bridge between the Oil HaSoif and the Chat HaSoif, between these two types of Karbonis. We find in the Kabbalah Svarim, when we talk about it, when we say Mordechai HaTzadik Nikra Psachi Al Shem Shemedabesh Shivim L'Shenis, the whole schus that Mordechai HaTzadik had to save Klal Yisrael, that he was written in the Sefer Achashverosh, was because he spoke Shivim L'Shenis. He was able to foil the plot of Bigson V'Seresh, and then Esther was able to present him Lefnei HaMelech. This in Safed Tzniusa, the classic Kabbalah Sefer, it says the word Kostnas Or, the Rebbein Shalom, after Adam and Chava were driven out of Gan Eden, and they were exposed, and they were taken away from eternal life, the Rebbein Shalom made clothing for them, Kostnas Oyer. Kostnas Oyer is spelled with an ayin. Shteit Medrash in Sisrei Torah, that Oyer with an ayin and Oyer with an aleph is really the same thing. The Rebbein Shalom, right, the Adam and Chava, were in the Gan Eden before Hoya Orum, their gufim were a receptacle of Kedusha. There was no state of disconnect between their neshama and their guf. They lived in the world of Kulai Kodesh. There was no state of having to be Magdish Olam Hazeh. There was no Olam Hazeh in the sense of being disconnected. It was Kulai Kodesh. Once they were driven out of Gan Eden, they lost that. They needed clothing. The Kostnas Or that should have been with an Aleph was now Kostnas Or with an Ayin. The Klal Yisrael, Ato Echad V'Shimcha Echad Mikamcha Yisrael Go'echad V'Oretz is the Matzav of Or with an Aleph, is Gilui Ponim, the Umis Olam. The Shivim L'Shoynos is the Kostnas Or with an Ayin. On Sukkot we bring 70 Kabbonis connected to Umis Oilam. On Shmini Atzeres is only Aniva Ato, is only the Rebbein Shalom together with Klal Yisrael. It's instead of Kostnas Or with an Ayin, Shteitin Goin, it's Kostnas Or with an Aleph. That's the day of the year that we're Misakin, Ogilu V'Nisma Chaboch, that Klal Yisrael gets together with the Rebbein Shalom in the Bechin of Adam Rishon Koidim Achet. In that context, we understand that Mordechai HaTzadik speaking Shivim L'Shoynis was there to be Metak, and the whole world recognized the Rebbein Shalom because Mordechai HaTzadik was the most powerful man in the world. Ahasuerus was the ruler of all the known civilizations of that day, Mea, Vesim, Vesheva, Medinois. Mordechai HaTzadik was Yoshev Roish, and the whole world recognized, it says in the Megillah, the whole world, Rabbim, Misyadim, Misbachtim, everybody recognized that the Rebbein Shalom, the Klal Yisrael, the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael. The Shivim L'Shoynis was Mordechai HaTzadik controlling the Umas Olam and bringing them to of course, that work will only be completed. Only lasted lobby. But Mardukha Tzadik is the one who bridges that gap. So the Karbonis of Chatasayif and Eilasayif, which combine those two Bechinis of Yoim Velaylo, like we said, and the Havamin and the Gemara Menachis, and they combine the Bechinis of Hester Ponim and Gili Ponim, the Bechin of Mizbeach, and the Bechin of raising up the Gashmis, the world beyond the world of the Mizbeach, and bringing that to the Mizbeach, that all is the realm of Mardukha. See how much depth there is in every single expression of Chazal. Psach Yezu HaMemuna Al HaKinim SheParseach V'Dorish. He was Dorish Torah Shabbat Peh V'Yedeh B'Shivim Lashon. He was the one who was able to bring all the Umas Olam. Ultimately, the Yom Tov Purim, the Rambam brings down that Kol HaMayadis HaSin L'Zbat HaChutz MiPurim. Purim is the Yom Tov of the completion of the work of the Bria, which is to bring L'Sakin Olam B'Malchu Shakai. The Menasham should give us the Siyat Deshmaya soon, B'Meheriv Yomenu, to see the completion of this work of Mordechai Zupsacha, that we should all be Poseach Piv to see the Rebbeinu Shlomo, not only Behester, but Begoli Mamish. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.